Assalamualaikum everyone, and I hope all of you are actually doing good. And today we are actually going to talk about a very important topic, which is why do we actually compare ourselves to others and why we should not compare ourselves with others. Okay, so let's talk about it. It is going to be interesting, where we are actually going to be talking about that what are the dangers of comparing yourself to others and how can you even stop it. So we are also talking about the solution over here on this podcast. So basically, one of the most important thing about comparing yourself with other is that whenever you are trying to compare yourself to someone else, you are actually comparing yourself to someone which is completely different than you are. Even if you see your siblings or your mother, your father, or your relatives or your cousins, you're going to find out there is a lot of difference between those people and you. So why can we even compare ourselves to the people who are not actually like us, right? So the most important thing is that everything in life, the most important things that you are going to do in your life are going to be from your own self, from your inside, not from the outside. So whatever actions that you are going to do, you are going to do it by yourself. No one is going to help you. Okay, same as with anything that you are going to compare it with. So why do we even compare ourselves to others when they are not even playing that level of importance in your life, right? And also, whenever you're going to compare yourself with others, it is mostly if you see, these things comes from your social media. So the competition, and even in our environment is like that. What most of the parents says, even in school, there are kids, parents say directly to their kids that, look at the other kids, great. Why not just tell your kid that just work on yourself? Why not just tell your kid that just become a better person of yourself? Why do you compare yourself to others, right? This is applicable to parents. So parents are making that level of environment. That's why these things carry to the later part of life as well, right? That is also a very important thing. So if you have been told in the beginning, since your childhood, that you know, you are going to be like that, you just have to be like that, you just have to be that other person, so we actually have that thing in our subconscious mind, like we cannot be ourselves, we just have to be someone else. So that is how, from where this comparison is coming from, and that just take us to the later part of our life as well, where we just do anything that we do in life is just for the comparison. We just compare ourselves to others and then we say why we are like that and they are like that, and then we try to become like those people. So you cannot find the happiness if you are going to be comparing yourself to others, because you cannot become someone else. That is the basic reality, that is the hard fact in life, which is also a very good fact. If you see, you just have to be a better person of yourself. What else do you want in life? You just want to become, you just have to do something which you did bad yesterday, you just have to improve it today. It is so simple. Whereas in the if you see the other reality, the other phase, where you just have to compare yourself to others, you just have to look at their life, you just have to look at their own things, scenarios, whatever they are doing in their life, then you are going to compare yourself with those people, right? You can be anything, but you cannot be everything. That is also a very important point. So one of the most dangerous thing which happens in comparing yourself with others is that you cannot be everything, right? You can become one thing. For example, I want a car, right? I want a Honda car, and I'm just comparing myself to other people. Okay, for example, I'm just comparing myself to my friends, and one has Tesla, one has Ford, one has Audi, one has Lamborghini. So if I'm going to be comparing myself to all those people, do I have to buy all those cars? Right, and I cannot become everything. I just have to become one thing. I cannot become everything. I just have to become one that specific thing that I am, right? So there is one thing that you are going to be better at than others, which is just being you. And this is the only thing that you can really win. You can win by being yourself, by changing yourself, by improving yourself, by looking at your own past and then improving yourself. That is the only thing which is going to help you. Not comparing yourself with others is going to help you. So compare yourself with who you were yesterday, not what others were before or not what others are right now. Okay, there are a lot of people who are going to be making more money than you, and they are going to be smaller than you. They are going to be 14, 15, 16, right? And you are going to be 40, 50, 60, 70, right? It is life, right? It is life. There are obviously a person who is going to be making more money than you. If you are going to be chasing this ladder, there is no end. Literally, there is no end. Like, for example, if you see the richest people on the planet, it is Elon Musk. 20 years, 30 years later, it is going to be someone else. So it is a ladder which is never ending. There is no end to it. You just have to climb and climb. For example, if I'm comparing myself to a person who has a Gucci wallet, okay? So I was like, okay, this person has this thing. Let me also get this thing. Okay, I just bought it. What happened? Now the next person, he actually bought a whole outfit of Gucci. From top to bottom, he's wearing Gucci. Now what? I'm just comparing myself to that person. Now I'm going to also get it. So now the other person, he just comes into my life, and they have like done a shopping spree from Gucci of like $10,000, $20,000. So now I'm also going to do that. So this is called a comparison. Comparison is never going to help you, and it is never ending. So how can you actually stop comparing yourself to others, right? That is the most important point that you are going to ask yourself. Okay, these are so many bad factors that you have told us about comparing yourself to others. So how can we actually stop it? So first and the most important thing is to practice gratitude. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever you have in your life. For example, even if you're waking up, you have a coffee, you have a tea, you just be grateful for that thing. Even if you're not having tea or coffee, just be grateful for your health. Be grateful for your life. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given you another day. What else do you want, right? And this gratefulness, this gratitude, it can start from very, very little things. For example, I'm praying Salah. I'm just thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, thank you that you have gifted me Islam. Such a big blessing, right? These worldly factors, just keep it to the side. Just be grateful for whatever you have right now. And even if you're going to be comparing yourself to the people who are more grateful than you, who are having more things than you, more materialistic things than you, then Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always says, look at the people who are lower than you, who are not that much, who don't have that much things, but still they are grateful to their life. So what are we doing? By looking at those people who are above us, who are rich, who are doing whatnot in their life, right? And what is going to happen in our life? Are we going to be happy? Definitely not, because there is no ending to it, right? So being grateful or practicing gratitude is very, very important, and that you can only achieve from salah. That you can only achieve from Salah or from reading the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading the Quran, right? So also focus on your strength. That is also a very important point, because just try to think, like, what are the good things that I actually have? What is my strength? What is my talent? What are my accomplishments? You don't have to beat yourself up to be humble, right? In fact, it is a pretty unhealthy approach, and it is one of the biggest dangers of comparison living. The more we compare ourselves to others, the worse we feel about ourselves. So the solution to that is basically what you just have to do is you just have to focus on your own strength. Okay, I'm good at this. Find out what are the things that you are actually good at. Okay, it can be very, very little things. Those little things are the only things which are going to make you happy about yourself, because you know that you are actually good at it and no one can actually beat you at it. So that's how you are going to find happiness, and that's how you are going to stop comparing yourself with others. You are going to be like, okay, I'm good at this. Okay, but I'm not good at this. Okay, leave it. That is not my area to focus upon. I know my levels. I know my career. I know my skills, right? That's how you're going to be working on yourself. So that is also very important. And another point is that you just have to celebrate the happiness of other people. For example, if you're going to be constantly comparing yourself to others, and it is never going to cheer us, okay? Because we are on that verge of comparing ourselves to others, right? It is the even exchange of constant comparison, where someone is also comparing about you, you to them, and you are also comparing about yourself to them. So what you can actually do is you can actually celebrate the accomplishment of others, like whatever they have done, just congratulate them. For example, if someone is going to tell you, okay, I've got a good job, I've got a new job, be happy for them. If someone is buying a home, take part in their happiness. If someone shares something good news to with you, just be happy with them. Don't be jealous. Don't be like, oh my God, why he has this much? Why I don't have this much? So just be happy with what other people are accomplishing. And when you are going to be happy with what other people are accomplishing, you're also going to be happy with your own success as well, because you are celebrating their success while you're also working towards your own success. That is also a very important point. So learn to compete with yourself instead of other is also a very important point. I have discussed it above in the beginning. So it simply means that what you just have to do is that you just have to focus on yourself. You just have to focus on your achievement. You just have to be grateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you today in present. But you also are working to become a better version of yourself, not a better version of others. Okay, not a skill with someone else and I'm just copying it out. That is the thing that I'm going to tell you. So for example, if I am actually doing some, okay, let's say I'm just doing some studies, I was just working on some chemical formula which I was just doing, I just have to do a lot of research for it, and I was like, okay, right now I'm not able to solve it. But if you're going to be losing hope, if you're going to be comparing yourself to the to Marie Curie, who actually won a Nobel Prize, and she was actually I don't know much about her, but I guess she has done some radioactive research. So if you're going to be comparing yourself to her, obviously you and her has no comparison. Their environment, whatnot, so many things are different, right? Now, if you're going to be comparing yourself, like what you were before you actually started that study, like were you that much capable? No, you have learned, you have improved, you have accomplished, you have created so many things, but you are actually being ungrateful about it. So obviously look at the progress that you have made, not what other people are making their progress. Okay, and another very important point is that you should have boundaries around how much time you spend on social media. Again, one of the very, very important point. So social media is giving a very big and a massive impact on our mental health, on our well-being, because we are constantly looking for the people at the photos and the images of the people who are happy in their life. Obviously no one is going to post a crying picture, or they are going to say, hey guys, today I just cried a lot and I just had a mental breakdown, I just cried for like 2 and 3 hours. No one do it. They all are there to post their best life. Even if they are suffering, they are going to post their best life. So best practice is unfollow those accounts which actually make you feel bad about yourself. And also set a timer and allow yourself to scroll for like 15 to 30 minutes, okay? And when the time is up, just keep your phone away from yourself, okay? And whenever you are having dinner with your friends and family, and whenever you are just having dinner with your friends and family and just eating food in general, just turn off your phone, or just keep it to the side, or just don't even take out when you are just there with them. Talk to them and be happier and be present with them. There are a lot of things that you can actually do over there, but using the social media or using the phone over there is not going to make you feel happy. So, and don't feel obliged to reply to every comment or message you are actually getting. No one has time for that. Literally, you are going to be seeing a lot of social media posts where people say, oh, no one has actually that much time for reply, and like no one is not that much busy for a reply and whatnot, and it just depends upon priority, right? So your priority is to stay away from social media. So just understand it. You just don't have to reply to every social media message that you are going to get. And so that's all about it. Like, don't take social media seriously, because a lot of people actually do. It is basically fake, literally fake. You can just search, you can just read a lot of news articles where people, they just literally end their life and they were social media influencers. So we actually tend to see like these people must be living their best of the best life, but we don't know what is going on in their real world. So I hope all of these points actually help you, and they are going to help you in coming out of this loop where we are just constantly comparing each other, and we are just not happy in their success and they are not happy in our success. So what, we just have to end this cycle, right? Someone has to end the cycle. And if you love your mental health, if you love your happiness, if you love being grateful, then just leave it all. And inshallah, Allah is going to make things easy for you if you're going to be saying, okay, I'm going to leave it. Inshallah, just make some dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there to help us out. And I'm going to leave you with this message, and I hope that it actually helped you. And if you know someone who actually is suffering from this comparison problem, you can share this podcast with them. And there are a lot of people who are actually getting doubt about the podcast, like from where we can actually listen to it. So you can actually listen to any podcast service that you use, which is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcast. There are tons of podcast services. Or what else you can actually do is you can just directly search on Google. You can just say "Let's Talk Islam Podcast," okay? And you're going to be finding out a lot of links over there, and you can just click on any one of them and they are going to take you to the podcast. So I hope it actually helped you, and stay safe, and don't forget to share it with the people who are in need. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.